Good morning. We're here at the Sunday School this morning. It's a special meeting just for you children. Is there any other children that would like to come up? There's plenty of seats. Some children back there that would not want to be too shy. Who has a song to start this morning? Okay? Got two of them. I'll try you. What number? On the back of the number 40? Okay, Jesus loves me, this I know. I think we could all probably sing this from our from memory, couldn't we? Could someone start that, please?
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me. This has been quite a few times that we've sung that phrase. I was wondering if we could just sing that chorus one more time. There's three times that we've said, yes, Jesus loves me. And that is such an important thing for us to know and experience, that Jesus loves me. Can we just sing the chorus of that, please?
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Another song, boy, here? Okay. What number? Do you remember the name? Okay. On the back of this sheet there, there's some songs for children right there. Is it on there? Well, maybe if you can figure that one out. 44, okay. Number 44. Favorite songs that I remember as a child about your age, singing about this gypsy boy. And does anyone know what a gypsy boy is or a gypsy is? Does anyone know what a gypsy is? Well, I understood that a gypsy was one that went from place to place, and they didn't really have a permanent home. They just sort of traveled from place to place. I've never really seen a gypsy, but I think there's probably still some around today. But this boy, he was a gypsy boy and he was dying. And that's sort of unusual for boys and girls. We usually think of boys and girls as strong and have a lot of energy, don't we? But this boy was in a pretty sad condition. He was dying. And he had heard the story of the Lord Jesus. And it says that he didn't hear that story before. And so he accepted the Lord Jesus as his Savior, and he wanted to hear that story over and over again. How many times have you boys and girls heard the story? Could you count how many times? We could probably count in the thousands that I have heard this story. And I enjoy hearing it too, like this gypsy boy. So, he wanted to hear that story over and over again. Okay, let's sing another song. How about a girl this time? Okay. What number? 46. Someone start that, please. See if we can get a lot of songs here in this morning. What one would you like to sing? Pardon?
47.
That's the last song, the back page. Gems in it. Sometimes they're made out of gold, usually, and they're very valuable. And the Lord Jesus looks at each one of you. Each one of you children is very valuable. He looks at you as like gems. If you look up in the ceiling there, there's some lights. And each one of those little glass crystals, you might say, are sort of like a gem. And if you take a gem, if you take a clear crystal, like a quartz crystal or maybe a diamond, and you take and you put light in that, light through it, and it'll reflect that light in very beautiful ways. And the Lord Jesus is assembling each one of you and me, if we have accepted Him as our Savior, and we will be like gems to Him. Very valuable. Not because of what we've done, or not because of who we are, but because He is God, and that's, He loves us. So let's ask the Lord for some help here, and then maybe we could sing one more song. Okay, let's sing one more song. Let's see, we've had two boys, let's have two girls. All right? 42. Two boys and two girls, but I'd like to choose a song. Can I do that? I'd like to choose number 41, and I'd like to sing the first verse and the fourth verse. And I like to think of this. We were singing a little bit earlier about jewels and about the children, and when He cometh and He's making up His jewels, or his church, and we just, I think it would be really nice if we could sing this song with that in mind of us all assembled there in heaven, children too, and singing this song. Glory, glory, glory be to God on high. Isn't that going to be a wonderful time? Maybe we could just sing the first verse, the chorus, and the fourth verse. It's a verse that I think some of you are familiar with. You've probably said this verse before. It's found in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. And any children would like to say that verse? That'd be real nice to hear that. Would anyone like to volunteer? Okay. Why don't you go ahead?
Risen from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:9.
Very good. Say the verse? Do you like to stand up and say the verse? Okay. Would you like to say the verse? Do you like to say the verse? Okay. That if thou.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus, he shall.
And shalt believe.
And shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:9.
Good. That if thou.
That if thou.
Shalt confess.
Shalt confess.
With thy mouth.
With thy mouth.
The Lord Jesus.
Lord.
And shalt believe. In thine heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Any words, Paul? Romans 10:9. That's a nice verse too, John 10:9. Would you like to say the verse? Okay. To say. Do we have someone over here? No girls today. Girls are being shy. Okay, that's a nice verse to say. Is there anyone else out here that would like to say the verse? Give everyone the opportunity. That's a long verse, isn't it? It's a very important verse, and it's one of my favorite verses, too. You know, it starts with a very small word. It's a two-letter word. Actually, it's not the first word. Can someone help me with that? A very small two-letter word. If. So there's a condition. This verse starts with a condition. There's certain conditions that need to be met before the end of this verse can be satisfied. There's an if. Certain things happen. Then something else could happen. If, two conditions, we confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, those are the two conditions, then we shall be saved. So, it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. We use our mouth, don't we, to speak and to communicate to one another. And if we confess the Lord Jesus. Now, I believe this verse was written with the Jew in mind, perhaps, I'm not mistaken. And it would have been very difficult for them to confess Jesus as Lord. To confess Jesus as Lord. Now, what do we think about when we think of a Lord? Someone who we would think about who would be a Lord. When we think of the Lord, we think of someone who is in a position, perhaps of authority. In most cases, they earn that position, don't they? You might say a president be in a position of authority, and so we would call him a president. And so if we recognize who the Lord Jesus is, who Jesus is, and we call him Lord, that's a very important step to being saved. You know, one thing that we had talked about a little bit earlier in the last couple of days was, who is this Jesus? You boys and girls have probably heard about Jesus a lot, haven't you? You girls heard of the Lord Jesus too? Well, the Lord Jesus, who is this Lord Jesus? We know that he was a man. He was a man that walked in this earth. Who else is Jesus? If we need to confess him as Lord Jesus, we need to know who he is. We know who the president is, most of us, don't we? Or if we're from Canada, perhaps the prime minister. But do we know who Jesus is? Well, I was thinking of one verse. There's many things we could talk about the Lord Jesus. We could ask you boys and girls a lot of questions, and we could spend a lot more time than we have today. But who is the Lord Jesus? I'd like to turn to one verse. In John chapter 12, if you boys and girls have your Bible, this is just one facet of who the Lord Jesus is. John chapter 8 and verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So one thing that Jesus is the light of the world. And that's an interesting thing, isn't it? We have light in this room. If we didn't have light in this room, if we went over to these light switches and turned them off, it'd be pretty dark, wouldn't it? But you know, the Lord Jesus says he's the light of the world. And what he does is something. I'd like to show you. You know what that is, don't you? Someone tell me what that is. Okay. I think this is a little bit more than a flashlight, but it's the same idea, isn't it? This is a flashlight. And we use this when we go in the dark. You ever been walking in the dark at night? And maybe you're going somewhere and you need a flashlight. Maybe you've done some camping. Have any of you boys and girls ever done any camping? And you go outside and it's dark at night. And what do you take with you? Take a flashlight, don't you? And what happens if you don't have a flashlight? Or what could happen? Okay?
Walk around and bump into.
You could bump into something, couldn't you? You could trip or you could fall. So we need a flashlight to see what's all around us. And so we can avoid the problems, or avoid a tree, or avoid a stone or a stick or something, and we can follow the path. So we need a flashlight. And that's what the Lord Jesus does. One of the things that he does. But I'd like to show you something else. It's a pretty bright flashlight, isn't it? Did you guys notice this stuff on the floor here before? See all those things? I think they came in last night. I saw them come in last night. But I don't think they swept the floor. And look at all those things on the floor. What is this flashlight doing? It's pointing. It's revealing all the things that we didn't see before. And that's what the Lord Jesus does. He reveals things that we might not have seen before. It's the truth that the Lord Jesus gave to us that revealed where we are. And you know what? It's the truth that God, the Lord Jesus, proclaimed that He's shown us. You might say that these are the things that are wrong. He can shine His truth on our lives, and you know what? He will see some things that are not right, and it makes him sad. And those things are sin. He can shine that, and he actually uses the light to expose sin. Exposes moral sin in this world. When the Lord Jesus came in this world, you remember he went and he talked to the disciples. He talked to the Pharisees and the scribes. And he exposed their hearts for what it was. And it wasn't right. And boys and girls, that's called sin. I think we know that, don't we? But what do we do with sin? Is sin good? I mean, this flashlight has exposed these things. What happens with sin? You know, the end result of sin is what? Death. That's not a good thing, is it? The end result of sin is death, because we've done something wrong. God has established His pattern. He's established a measuring stick. God has established, He used the law in the Old Testament to measure man's moral ability, I guess you might say. And what happened? There was no one that could come up to God's standard, because we all have self-will. We've all done things that are not up to God's standard. And so we all bear that punishment. in our natural state. So, it's not a very pleasant thing, is it? You know, I wanted to talk to you children for a minute. Death is not a pleasant thing. It wasn't very long ago that I was in a place, a cemetery, and I saw some graves of boys and girls. The end result of sin wasn't just boys and girls, but it was big people, small people. But I went to a place that I saw a lot of graves of children. There were many children. And these children were one day old. Some were 2 years old. Some were 7 years old. And I was thinking, some of the older ones there, I wonder if they have accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And I was wondering about you boys and girls too. If you have not accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you will bear that punishment. But you know there's good news. It's because the Lord Jesus came into this world. God really loves you and me, as we sung that song. Jesus loves you and me. And He loves us so much that He wanted to find a remedy for that sin. Now, God does not like sin. He can't stand sin in His presence. And so what He... You ever seen a magnet? You ever seen the two magnets when you put them together? I think it's the opposite poles, I'm not sure. You put them together and you just can't get them together, can you? They just won't go together. And that's the way it is with the Lord Jesus and sin. They just won't go together. And so, He has allowed His Son, He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to die and to bear that punishment for those sins. And so, it's a gift that He has given to you and to me that we can receive and we can take and we can make it good and we can say yes. What does our verse say? It would believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. The Lord Jesus was on the cross. You remember how He was on the cross? And He died. And there was 3 hours of darkness where all the wrath of God and all those awful things that we have done was taken care of there on the cross. And He died. He died for you and for me. And then He was in the grave for 3 days, and then He arose again. Isn't that a wonderful thing? He arose again. It's complete. It's finished. And we don't have to worry about that if we accept Jesus as our Savior. But I must tell you, boys and girls, Just as we talked about at the very beginning, there is an if. If we accept this, we will be saved. That is so wonderful. It's not only saved from our sins, but as we are talking about, we will be going to heaven and being there with the Lord Jesus forever. Not a short period of time. Forever is a hard thing to understand, even for us older ones, but forever. And so we will go to be with the Lord Jesus. So I just wanted to bring that before you, that we have a very special Savior who loves us so very much, that He sent, that He died, and He died on the cross. And so we can, as we're, if we accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we don't have to bear that punishment. I guess where I was going was, if we don't accept the Lord Jesus, or if we put it off, it might be too late. It might be too late. The Lord Jesus is coming very, very soon. And He loves each one of you so very, very much. And He doesn't want to see you bear that punishment for your sins. And so, let's just remember, time is up. The Lord Jesus is like a light. That's one thing that He is like. There are many other things that He is like. And the Lord Jesus loves you so much that He wants to save you and to bring you back. Now, if you take that magnet, I was explaining that magnet, and you put two of those poles together, you just can't get them together. But what happens when you turn them the other way? They stick together, don't they? And so when we have accepted the Lord Jesus as our Savior, it's like we're stuck together. And the Lord Jesus will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And He'll give us a home for all eternity. Isn't that a wonderful thing? It's a wonderful thing. Well, our time is up, boys and girls. I'd like to, if you have a concern, if you have a desire to be saved, maybe you can go and talk to your mom and dad, and they can explain that and help you before it's too late. Perhaps we could sing one more song. Does any boy and girl have a song? Okay. Number 6. Someone start that, please.
God in mercy send His Son.
Yeah.